Henry, in the end, first round victory over Carlow?
Yeah, 2 points on the board, I suppose. And I don't think we've any major injuries coming out of the game, so I suppose they're the positives. Performance not good, obviously, Niall, so that's the bit of a concern. But look, I think some of it was good, and I must say Carlow, I would say, played very well at patches as well, so just to recognise that from the outside. So, but from our own side, no, we know that if we perform like that next week, things won't be good.
You started well though, you got a goal early on and you seem to be getting a good bit of direct ball into Declan McLaughlin and Cathal Mannion inside and getting it in quickly.
Yeah, and I suppose just probably Carlow, just to be fair to them tactically, I think they kind of reset and probably got the man back in front, and obviously we probably weren't as efficient as getting the ball around that player once they started to sit back. And I would say to be fair, Carlow worked some great scores on the wings, and Marty Cavey and Diesel, Chris Nolan, well able to score, and we knew that in advance. So yeah, I think Carlow probably started to impose their game. And even at half time, like we in 1-14, I'd say 1-13 probably from play at that stage. So, and we'd left a few chances behind us. So, I look, to be fair, I think when Carlow got the goal, our lads responded very well, and that probably 5 minutes after that was probably our best patch of hurling, and the game was probably put to bed at that stage.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I think they got it back to 4 points. It was 1-18 to 1-14. But you see, there was a bit of concern then. But you pulled away comfortably enough after that.
Yeah, that was the area of concern. Once you know, and Carlow were playing very well at that stage, and that was the one period of the game where you felt, Jesus, there could be a shock on the cards here. But I think the lads responded very well, and Conor got a brilliant goal in as well. So so look, it was job done, no more than that. And obviously we have a lot of work to do in the week leading up to next week's game.
That's a huge game, but you brought on a lot of experienced players as well in the second half. Conor Whelan made a huge impact at full forward when he came in, but the other experienced guys, Darren Morrissey, Evan Nyland, David Burke, and these lads all contributed, Joseph Cooney as well.
Yeah, and the bench did have an impact, and we knew that in advance of the game we would need that bench, and we knew we had the impact coming in. But I think it was only right and just that probably Gavin Lee, John Cooney, Don O'Shea, you know, these players have been formed very well in training. I suppose to the outside eye, it's sometimes easy to pick these teams, but to the inside, you have to go on what you're seeing in training. And we also know we need a bit of youth and energy into the team as well, so it was a great opportunity to give those players a chance, and I thought they all performed very well, which is excellent. And I would say the competition within the group is very, very strong, and picking a 26 and picking players to even come on today was difficult, but that's what we want, and we know we're going to need those in the short term over the next 2 weekends, because it's a heavy schedule for ourselves with those 3 games coming up pretty fast.
And had you one eye on those games against Kilkenny and Wexford? I know coming in today people were expecting Galway to beat Carlow. Had you any eye on any of those games coming up?
I think some of the players were coming back from, there's been a lot of sickness around the place, and players coming back from injuries the last couple of weeks have been back, but probably haven't been back long enough to get a full start and get a full 70 minutes into them. So it's trying to manage that, and as you said, keeping an eye on who can be formed in the following weekend and the weekend after, because we know we're going to need that 25 players to fulfil those fixtures.
Wexford and Dublin ended in a draw. Dublin got 2 late goals today to draw that game. Kilkenny obviously well ahead, but against Antrim, but that game now against Kilkenny next week, huge game here in Pearse Stadium.
It's a massive game, man, and we need a massive performance, and I'll be honest with you, Niall, I think the players know themselves. I haven't spoken to them yet, but I think they know if they perform like they did today, it will just not be good enough. So we know Kilkenny, our Ireland finalists last year, and league finalists this year, and what Kilkenny are going to bring. So we know we have to be really at it, but I'm hoping that the players will just put that performance out of their heads now, and we look forward, because it's a big game, and it's hopefully be a big crowd here in Pearse Stadium, so that has to excite you and get you going. And hopefully that'll come with a performance next weekend.
Keenan Fahey didn't play today, I think. Is it a virus he picked up?
Virus, yeah, picked up Friday night, yeah, so he didn't even travel with us today.
Would you expect him to be back for next weekend, Henry?
I would hope so, John. Yeah, I think, look, those viruses, those players, but I said there's a lot of going around in the general population, so I think players just are responding, so he just wasn't well enough to come today, so hopefully within a couple of days.
And is it safe to assume there'll be significant changes to the starting team for the Kilkenny match?
It's safe to assume nothing, John, I think, to be fair. I think what today was very much about, we focused on coming here and being professional, and I think we did do that, and I think the performance didn't match what we expected in advance. However, I will say again, I think Carlow got some wonderful scores, and we had given our due diligence in advance, and when you look back at that Joe McDonagh final last year, I mean, I watched it during the week, it was a brilliant game and some brilliant scores, so we knew that was coming, and so